As Pastor mentioned, my family and I, we came to Hamilton around 3 years ago. And I have been serving the Lord about 18 years now. And all these years has been a wonderful journey. My family, it's not a Christian family, but I was reached by His grace. So a wonderful journey so far. When we talk about tonight, I was thinking in what kind of topic I should cover. And I just draw myself back in the first time that I walk in the church through the door. And since these 18 years serving the Lord, I remember to study the Bible, realize that our Savior has many names. And when I saw that picture over there, really amazes me, because pretty much many of the Jesus names is written there. He shall be called, and then we start listed so many different names. Like, He is the first and also the last. He is the same time the Lamb of God, but also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the Redeemer, and so on. So I thought to challenge myself to also give or just reminder about one of His names as well. I think about also call Him the Restorer, you know, the one who makes things like new again, the one who fix things. And not only that, but also the one who restore, the one who is able to restore back what you had. So I just would like to invite you in the next couple of minutes to think about that as well. And not only be able to restore an object or a thing, but one He is also able to restore good emotions, feelings, and relationships that for some reason could be broken. So in order to invite you to think about that, I'd like to invite you to open your Bibles to John chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. John chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. The Bible says, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning He came again into the temple. And all the people came unto Him, and He sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto Him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto Him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they say, tempting Him, that they might have to accuse Him. But Jesus stooped down, and with His finger wrote on the ground, as though He heard them not. So when they continued asking Him, He lifted up Himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again He stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up Himself, He saw none but the woman. He said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So such a strong passage, I think. I like to think in this passage, and this is one of the passages in the book of John that often I like to be remember about the position of the Lord here. A lot of things going on here. The text is really rich, but I just want to touch on the surface here. We have here basically a group of three groups here. I would call the group A the majority. It is comprised by the Pharisees, and they are the multitude. Group B is made by the woman only, weak and hopeless. And we also have group C, C for Christ, which is the restorer. So he is pretty quiet here. If we try to picture the scenario, the multitude, the majority, they were really angry and trying to use her as a bite. The Bible says that they, in their hearts, they were trying to tempt him. They were trying to tempt him. They were just trying to use her as an excuse to find wrong in Jesus. And he knew that. He knew that. But I like to remember his position as a lamb. He was calm, but in control of the situation. And I like to think here, Jesus, he showed himself not as the strong preacher in Matthew when he preached the Sermon on the Mount, a long, strong, prophetic sermon. Here, he pretty much has three phrases, and he was able to calm down the complete, he was completely able to calm down the situation. People were ready to show violence, and people were ready to kill, and Jesus calmed down the situation. So he gave an opportunity to restart. He really showed himself as the true restorer. So how about us in 2016, 2018, what we could learn from his attitude here? I just would like to return to the thought for the three groups, the Pharisees, the woman, and Christ. And I think I often caught myself bouncing back group A and group B. Find myself pretty easy to judge people, not to throw stones. I think we don't throw stones anymore, but I think words sometimes, or hear thoughts. So I think Jesus has a lesson for us here. I often caught myself also making part of the group B, sometimes feeling weak, sometimes feeling hopeless, but it's, I'm constantly reminded by the Holy Spirit that group A and group B is not the place that we should be, but also Christ has a call, as he does, to transport us to the group C with him. So this is something that I like to remember about this. As the true restorer, he's the one that does that for us. And I just would like to finish with this the same call that Jesus did for her. He told to her, go and sin no more. And I think that's the his wish for her on that moment, and it is still his wish for us today. So thank you. I think it was just a quick meditation tonight, and I'd like to close with a word of prayer.